Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is an exciting day. You know,
yeah,
if anybody's been with us for all the years that we've been broadcasting, you know our heart. I mean, we've talked about you know, injustice. We talked about the true history of our nation, how we need to merge our histories.
Not
so we have one history.
Yeah.
And that you shouldn't have to take a separate class in school to find out more about your country, and you shouldn't have to have a separate college anymore to be able to understand who you are and who we are as a nation. But one specific thing that began to happen, you know, only God knew what was going to happen with this previous election that came up, and that, but God spoke to me. He says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, I believe, but he says, I never do anything unless I reveal what I'm going to do to the prophets or people that are hearing his voice. And so we heard other people hear things, but specifically the Lord told me early on, I mean, he was tapping into this man named Donald J. Trump. And he showed me early on something about him, and it was confirmed. But he showed me also, said, whoever would be the president of the United States in 2016, from the moment they were sworn in, that they would be a friend of the church. They would walk side by side with the church. And so at that point, I knew there was a tall man, but I didn't know who it was. And then finally, October before the elections, God showed me, he had President Barack Obama walk me to the White House, and President Obama was, you know, we were having this great conversation. He was talking about things that he had done. And as I was leaving, I had no idea, but I was about to open a door to the White House in this dream, this vision.
This is a dream.
And so I say, bye, Mr. President, you know, and then President Obama walks off. And when I open the door in the White House, guess who was sitting in the White House? President Donald Trump was sitting like on this L-shaped couch. He was sitting there with several people, and his transition team was there. I walked in as you would when a man becomes president or woman, but man. And I started shaking his hand. And when I shook his hand, he took my hand and pulled it like this. Well, I didn't know anything about, you know, Donald Trump and that type of thing. And I held on to his hand to be respectful. He was holding my hand and not letting go. He was not going to let go of the church's hand.
Mm.
And he's looking at me, and the look he had on his face was, it happened. You know, he was surprised that he did. But he says, we got to do this thing. And then all of a sudden, the next aspect of the dream, the whole White House was filled with all of us, every one of us from all over the nation, all of our diverse parts of us. It's like the White House was given back to the people again.
That's the name of the White House. Another name for the White House is the People's House.
It is the People's House.
And more of the people have been in the White House than probably in a long time.
Right. And there has been a lot of people that have promised things to be able to, you know, to be there for people who weren't there for them.
Yeah.
Different aspects. And people get elected because they promise people they're going to do something. One example was many presidents have promised to be able to bring the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. But as soon as they got in, they didn't do it. So everybody's used to presidents getting in and not keeping their word.
Promising, but not delivering on the promise.
Well, exactly. And so you're looking at, God told me that President Trump would be a friend of the church, and he is a friend of the church. And he told me also that, you know, he's going to, by moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and declaring Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Israel. This is huge in the eyes of God. Forget about what men think. This is huge. This is a biblical historical proportions. But there's something else that was said very specifically in February 2018 prophetically, that President Donald Trump would be the best president that the African-American citizens in America would have, that would represent the people, the African-American parts of our community. So because so many times people promised to deliver and didn't deliver, it was almost like, use me, you get into office, and then you don't even show up.
Right.
And the numbers were terrible. In the previous administration, the highest unemployment rate was teenage African-Americans in our society. Home ownership was down. But now, because of this particular president, what God is doing, because I like what, you know, I can't project onto President Donald Trump what his walk is with God, but I like what Pastor John Kilpatrick said of Church of His Presence. You know, he said that Donald Trump might not be a man of God, but he definitely is God's man.
Yeah.
Because what's happening, God is using him to be able to accomplish things in the earth and in the world, what's going on right now. And undoubtedly, you know, that's true, but we're seeing some major fruit in his life as well. But either way, the biggest thing we're talking about in this program is, you know, that he would be, this came to Brianna Bolender. She's a member of the VFM Dream Center, Vine Fellowship Network. She moves in the prophetic, God speaks to her. And God's revealed to her specifically how President Donald Trump would be the best president for African Americans, Black Americans, in America. And this was in 2000. This is early on when people were having confusion about what was going on.
This is in February of 2018.
Right. As a matter of fact, we want you to hear this because after you hear Brianna share this prophetic vision word, we're going to take you to the White House where African American pastors from all over our country, from Sacramento to Wisconsin to Orlando to Birmingham and all over the country, are with the president declaring that word that was spoken to Brianna in February 2018 has come to pass just this month. As a matter of fact, let's go first to the VFN Dream Center, where I asked Brianna Bolander to be able to share what God said to her about how President Trump would be for the African-American citizen. Check it out.
So I had a dream last night that I was in like a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store. And I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through. And there was this young African-American man there with us, and the whole time as we're walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump, just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty. And as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle, and all the while this young African-American man is just talking and talking, and he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of what administration did you feel like you were the most like
represented
or edified.
And speaking to the African American population.
Right. And so overwhelmingly there was circled Obama. And you could tell that this poll had been done before because Clinton's name was there, and those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, "You see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration." And then the dream ended.
Now she don't know the history that President Clinton was considered, before President Barack Obama, was the first African-American president, which means they felt he represented that part of the population. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And then, but the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized people again. Use issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is that. This is the cry of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take a while to digest that. And so God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. So thank God for that. Thanks. Appreciate it. This is so powerful. So we're going to the White House, and this is where President Donald Trump is meeting with African-American pastors from all around the nation. It's so powerful. This is the powerful. This is the fulfillment of the word, what God has spoken, that this president would be a friend of the church, then he is. You'll hear about the Johnson Amendment talked about, but also he's going to be the best president for the African-American citizen to make sure that their rights are being met, which is very important. And you're hearing African-American pastors come and speak at the White House, and we're going to hear from every one of them. If we don't finish it, we're not going to finish it, obviously, this program, so make sure we're going to, even on our next program,
that's right,
you're going to hear every bit of this. It's just so, we're so grateful for you representing us, the church, and going to the White House to be able to say, listen, if they're for the church and they're for the rights of the citizen, we want to be a part of this and want to make sure that it's heard, the voice of the church is heard. It's so exciting. So first, let's hear what the president had to say as he's meeting with these pastors from all around the nation in the White House. Check it out. This is President Donald Trump speaking specifically and welcoming the African-American pastors in the White House. Check it out.
Throughout our history, America's churches and religious leaders have called for change and have inspired us to care for and bring hope back to those in need. So many people in need. These are the people that they do a job, and it's really largely unrecognized, which is something they don't even care about, frankly. They just want to take care of people. But the people realize it, and they love you. They love you very much. You know that. We've increased and created 3.7 million more jobs since Election Day. African-American and Hispanic unemployment rates have reached the lowest levels in recorded history, meaning history, the lowest levels ever. African-American and Hispanic, Asian also, women also, 66 years.
This is so important when you think about that, because people just say jobs. But what a job represents is income. Well, income represents a house, a better house possibly, a car, transportation, food, clothing, a future, education.
Livelihood.
And so you're looking at, it's the lowest unemployment rate in the history since records have been kept for the African-American citizen, for the Hispanic-American citizen, for the Asian-American citizen, and 66-year low for women.
Yeah.
And of course, jobs are just booming everywhere. And as a matter of fact, because there's so many jobs happening, President Trump is talking here, and he's talking about the church. He said, you have been unrecognized. You have not been appreciated. You are very respected people, and we need to hear your voices. You're going to hear in a minute, he's talking about, we're going to take this restraints off your voice because we need to hear what you have to say. Because now there's so many jobs and industries coming in, they have to begin to train the workforce. But guess what President Trump's doing? He's saying, listen, we're going to train the workforce.
And what I can appreciate about this president is that many presidents pass would line themselves up with the church. I think a lot of times interested in the constituents, trying to get votes. But what you can see different about this president is that he actually prays. I don't know if I've ever seen a president pray with any minister on television, not a photo op. And it's a wonderful thing.
To see that. As a matter of fact, our pastor John Gray, he asked him to pray. And he wants to be known as the most praying president in history when he leaves the White House.
That's a good thing.
So this is, think about this. So all these jobs are being created. Well, so what if you're not trained for the job? What if you need more education for the job? Well, actually, they're creating a workforce, John, to be able to train everybody. So you have a chance to get, don't feel let down if you don't know. They're bringing a workforce to be able to train for 4 million Americans. It's going to retrain 4 million Americans for this higher industry, higher business, tech industry, all that. It's exciting. Listen to the president talking about that training is coming. If you need training, it's going to be available for you so you can get a higher paying job and get one of these many jobs that are coming in here in America. Check it out.
We've launched a bold workforce training initiative. So far, over 100 companies and associations have already pledged to train and retrain over 4 million Americans. So important, because we have companies once again coming back into our country and they want to employ people. So we're training and working with these people, and we're getting companies to do the same. It's been a very beautiful thing.
That's so important. It's beautiful. And listen, comment below. I want to hear from you and write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. This is exciting days, what's taking place. And remember, he's talking to the church right now. This is the church gathered all around this huge table. That's Dr. Avita King on his left hand. That's Pastor John Curry on his right hand. And these are just amazing things that are going on. Another thing that's going on, you hear people criticize pockets of our nation that seem to be struggling, high crime, not many industries there, grocery stores don't show up there. And it's like, well, if you don't help that area, how are they going to be able to survive? Sure. If you don't bring jobs there, how are they going to do
it? It's going to stay that way.
Well, they're going to create, John, opportunity zones. They're creating opportunity zones so jobs and industries come in. And there's been commitments to be able to do this. And Dr. Ben Carson is right in there with the...
Is that the Envision Centers?
Envision Centers and all that. But listen, this is opportunity zones. And listen, understand, he's talking to the world, yes. But he's talking also to the church. It's for us to wake up and realize we got to take advantage of this opportunity in the lifetime of the opportunity. Because God's given us a window of time, and I believe it's for a great harvest. But listen to these opportunity zones, because you see these horrific murders that are taking place in Chicago on the west side. I believe even, I don't know what the other side is.
66 murders just recently.
Yes, it's tragic. What they need is opportunity to come in there where they're no longer idle. They have jobs, they have vision, they have future. And that's what Dr. Ben Carson is talking about. And this is what President Trump is speaking to the pastors of America and to the church. Opportunity zones. Check it out.
We fought hard to include opportunity zones in our tax bill, which, as you know, we have. This tax incentive will bring badly needed investment into distressed communities, communities with high unemployment, communities where it's really tough and tough to get a job. And already we're seeing what's happening. We're seeing the benefits.
When it's really tough to get a job, you know, you may have grown up in a perfect little environment, but if you've grown up in an environment, the other day in Chicago that you're talking about, John, a boy was riding on his bicycle, just riding on his bicycle, and he was one of the ones murdered in the shooting that took place. He's not a bad kid. He was in a bad environment. It cost him his life. It cost his mother her son. And as Christians, he's talking to the church, we need to be totally compassionate and concerned about this. And some people are worried about people coming into our country and they're saying, listen, they need rights. What about the rights of our Chicago citizens there that they can't? Where are the people going into Chicago and saying their lives matter? Mm. And the president saying they matter.
That's right.
And we're about to go to break in just a moment, but there's another aspect of that the president's talking about how important it is for the faith community, the church, to be able to come around to have a healthy family, that without faith in the church, you're going to mess up, you know, what the family is. And so he knows it's a significant, vital part of being able to have healthy families in America will be the church. And that should be us. We should be excited about a president that's paying attention. As a matter of fact, check it out.
Our focus on opportunity for every citizen includes helping former prisoners. These citizens reentering society have had a tough time. We want them to get jobs so they don't have to return to a life of crime and go back in to the same prison where they just got out. I mean, this has been a tremendous problem. And the best thing we could do, actually, is exactly what we're doing, creating an environment where the country is doing so well. And prisoners have never, ever, even close, done better than they've done now when they get out, because they're getting jobs. And the reason is hard to get people because we're pretty well filled up. So for the first time, probably, I think I could say ever, they're getting a break. And I have to tell you, the people that are hiring prisoners, and you've heard me say it, they're loving them. And I don't mean in every case, but in a big percentage of cases, they're loving them. And these are people that are doing really an incredible job. But a lot of people didn't want to do it. They didn't want to hire prisoners. They're doing it. I have one man, a friend of mine, he's now up to number 10. And I don't say he loved all 10, but he likes 7 of them a lot. In fact, he said 6 of them are better than anybody else he has. I don't think that's a bad percentage, right? And he's a fan, and a lot of people are becoming fans. When we say hire American, we mean all Americans, every American, everybody.
When there's a rising tide, every boat floats. It's so important. When an economy has this many jobs available, that's what people need. They need money in their pocket. We're going to hear a little bit later on where it says, you know, forget about black power. We need green power, because without green power, black power doesn't work. One of the pastors was talking about that. What they're saying is we need money. We need jobs. We need finances.
Upward mobility.
Upward mobility. And that's actually going to be, you know, it's happening, because once everybody's hired, they're saying, president's saying, let's start looking at these prisoners. We can maybe hire them. And the prisoners are going, thank you. It's all I needed was a job. And
Linda McMahon with SBA, Small Business Administrator, said that we have more jobs today than we have people who actually can fill them.
Wow.
So we have all this opportunity. This is wonderful to get these prisoners back into society so they don't recidivate and go back into prison.
Yeah, you think about it, John, that, you know, it's called the correction system, not the punishment system. And so when somebody goes to time in prison and jail, there is a time of correction where they're modifying their behavior, learning new skills, and they're supposed to come back into society. That's what you would want. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was thirsty, you fed me. When I was sick, you visited me. And when I was in prison, you visited me. And so understand, God loves us all, and that, you know, if I made a mistake, if I failed, you know, have mercy on me and realize I might be your best employee that you have out there, because I understand what it's like to lose everything.
Sure.
And they're finding out, I mean, this guy hired 10 and 7 are some of his best employees. And that's so huge. And for anybody that understands statistically, you know, the small percentage of the population that is African-American in America, but the large percentage of African-Americans that are in prison is just, it's huge. I can't tell you all the numbers right now.
It's maybe like 30%, something like that, of the population is African-American.
I think it's even higher. We'll have that on the screen. You can see it here. But it's so important that God's going, I want to be able to bless, just like you said, you know, I want to be able to make sure that all the citizens, including African-American, Hispanic, Asian, women, and everybody, including white males, everybody's being blessed, you know, in the nation. And this is an answer to prayer. And we've been, you know, prayed for this. It's happening. God said it before it's going to happen. You heard what Brianna said in 2018, February 2018. You heard what the Lord told me in 2016, in October.
Justice, right?
Yeah, what's that?
Justice.
Oh, but he also told me that, you know, justice. This is one thing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would always talk about. You know, he's quoting from the scriptures. He says, justice will come down like a mighty river. Mm. You know, and justice has to come. I mean, that's just God's such a just God that justice, he couldn't just kick off and just start at any point. Justice had to be dealt with. Our sin had to be dealt with. And he let justice be served on his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. He lived a sinless life. He understood our and empathized with us, but yet he didn't sin. Because he didn't sin, when he was actually offered up as a sacrifice, he was a holy offering. In the context of that, when he died for all, and the sin of all was placed on him. Justice was served on Jesus. Mm. He died on the cross. He was buried in the grave. On the third day, God raised him from the dead, and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. Understand, justice, God's a just God. And all this justice that hasn't been being served, God's going to serve it. And we're starting to see where, God, the boats are rising. Everybody counts. And if somebody told you you don't count, you count. You're important. I don't care. Don't let anybody put you down. Don't let people pocket you politically and say you're part of this group, part of that group. You're an American citizen. Every constitutional right that's due to every citizen is due to you.
That's right.
Find out what they are, because people are trying to take them from you. And it's an amazing thing. But first, I want you to hear what President Trump says specifically to the pastors. And make sure you join us on our next program, because we're actually going to hear the pastors themselves talk to the president about what's going on throughout our nation and our country. But hear the heart of our president when he speaks about what his heart is towards the church and towards the pastors, and how important your voice is as a pastor. It's time to shake off all those chains that held you back. There's no excuse. You need to raise up and rise your voice up. You need to find out what you believe in, how you're going to, as a matter of fact, get connected to VFNKB.com. Mm. And come a part of the tribe, because we've been preparing to prepare you. But hear first what the president has to say to the church. Check it out.
And I just want to again thank you all for being here, and you're very special people. I don't even know if you know that, but you're very special people. You're admired by everybody in this country. Even if they're not believers, most of them admire what you're doing. But maybe we'll make them believers, right?
Even if they don't believe, maybe what you're doing is going to make them a believer. This is what Jesus said: go and do good works so that people see your light. Let your light shine, and they would give glory to the Father. It would make him known. And so our president is testifying that even if they're not a believer, when they see how important you are as the church, when you do what you're called to do, people are going to see God in you. They're going to see, you're not God, but they're seeing God around you and in you and mixed to you. And they're going, who is this God? He's so good. He's so loving. He's so kind. Listen, we want to hear from you. Comment below. You know, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. These are exciting days. You've got to join us in our next program, because we're going to go from pastor to pastor, state to state, city to city, as we hear the African-American pastors from around our nation going, this is good. This is God. It's important what we're doing. We need to rise up and respond to this moment. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, we just thank you for what's happening in our nation. We thank you that you've heard the cry of our African-American citizens, and you're saying, I want yes, to Lord. Be able to meet that need. I want justice served. You deserve what everybody else deserves, God, and you're raising up, God. You're bringing in these envision zones. You're bringing in opportunity zones. You're bringing the prisoner a hope for a job and a future, Father God. We're grateful for this, God, and we ask you, Lord, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.